So until this point, we're developing an idea based on two Gemaras that there's a Pnimius and there's Chitzonius of Shabbos. We spoke about the Matana Tova Bebeis Genozai. We spoke about the Gemara, which we have once again in front of us. We'll see in a moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Shabbos Kodesh to Bnei Yisrael Betzina. And in the last year we spoke about how do we get into the inner dimension of Shabbos, that space of Ayin, of Bittul. We're going to introduce today is more of a Hezver into this Inyan of Pnimius. And this Nakuda of the Pnimius of Shabbos really revolves around an idea we're familiar with, but yet don't know much about. And that's the Inyan of the Neshama Yisera of Shabbos. The reason why we don't know much about it is because, for the most part, we're Nigla guys. And the only time the Gemara makes reference to Neshama Yisera is one place at the Gemara in Beitza. This is the Gemara which we quoted 2 weeks ago, 2 days ago, which you have at the top here. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Of course, everything Pnimius goes back to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. It's Kol Matanas Shinasam Lad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liyisrael Naslam Befar Hesya. All gifts that Hashem gives Klai Yisrael are all done before Hesia, chutz mishabes. Shenasam lahem bitzina, as it says, Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael, oisi la'olam. It's something private. So the Gemara says, Yihachi la la'anshu nechur malah. So the Gemara says, so why will the Goyim be punished for not accepting the Torah? They didn't know about Shabbos when it was given. If it was given, so bitzina. So the Gemara says, Oidiyo oidinu matan schar le'idinu. They knew about it, but they don't know about the schar. Gemara then says, Matan schar nami odinu. They also know about the schar of Shabbos. Neshama yaseira la'edinu. So you see here, there's an idea called matan schar, of which at first the Gemara's Teret says that a guy has something which may be called Shabbos, like we said before, because Shabbos is really, on some level, equal to all mankind, that it's an oath that the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world. Which is why it's mentioned in Ma'aseh Bereishis, that's before Klal Yisrael is created. It has to do with Adam, mankind. And then there's something which is called Matan Schara, which belongs to Klal Yisrael. And that's already Pnimius 1. Comes along the Gemara Zibai Seima, Pnimius 2. Neshama Yisera. The Amr, Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Neshama Yisera, Naisen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'adam Erev Shabbos. Hashem takes it from us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away the Neshama Yisera, which is on Motzi Shabbos. So we say, woe to us that we lost the Neshama Yisera. So for the Gemara, we see from Reb Shimon bar Yochai the inyan of this Tzina of Shabbos as it relates to Neshama Yisera. What is the Neshama Yisera? Now take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, Neshama Yisera, to the right. Reichav Lev Menucha L'Simcha. It opens the heart to Menucha and to the Simcha and Shabbos, which is a whole discussion in and of itself, what it means, the Simcha and Shabbos. Where do we see such a makar like that? V'lihios Pasuach L'Revacha. It opens a person up, I guess, I don't know what those words mean. V'yoichal V'yishte, that he should eat and drink, V'ein Nafsha Katzalav. That he should be able to eat and drink, and his nefesh shouldn't despise it. It's probably one of the most shver Rashis in all of Shas. That the Neshama Yisera has what to do with Achila and Shtia Ve'ein Nafsha Katzalav. Right? This is Rashi, right? This sounds so far from the Pnimius. So what's Pshan this Rashi? Before we see Pshan Rashi, let's take a look in a couple other Rishonim. And the Rishonim, of course, are going to give us the Nigla Dik of you. So take a look at the top left corner. We have the Shita Mikubetzes. Schara of the Neshama Yisera, Perish, V'alzeh, Chalalav, Shefa, Elaki, V'seichel, Yoyser, Lasek, B'Torah, La'ayin, B'mayis, Yesha. It's a Siyat Tishmai that a Jew can learn Torah Besser. So this is Zak Tishita Mikubetzes. The Chazon Ish used to say that there are certain Svaras in the Gemara you can only understand on Shabbos. Along those lines. The Svarno says a little bit more Pnimiistic, which will be maybe discussion for the next year. Nefesh Yisera hi toisefes hachana lahasig. Mashakivin elav akel yisvach b'shleimus polasa. It's an understanding of the purpose of creation. As it says, Nasa adam mitzalmeinu kid musenu. This is something to hold on to, this Mayim Makam. And the Rashba says something similar, and the Meiri says something similar, and the Ibn Ezra. And all the Rishonim, who all have a shaykhis to Niglas HaTzairah, explain this Neshami Yisera in a Niglastic way. However, the world of the Neshami Yisera, which is the world of Rashbi, is a Pnimius de Ge'inyan. And so you can count on two hands how many times the Zohar HaKadosh speaks about Neshami Yisera. Many, many times the Zohar speaks about the Neshami Yisera. Because it's really a Pnimius de Ge'inyan. And it has to do with the inner world of Shabbos. For example, if you take a look in the middle of the page where it says Shmiras HaNeshama, this is a quote from the Zohar, why does the Torah say Es HaShabbos? To elevate this Ruach above all. And therefore a Jew needs to protect it because it's with him, referring to the Neshama Yisera. This is what needs to be protected from Chilol. Since it's with the Adam, it's the Rechlele Natchula, you have to protect it. This is what it means that the Jewish people have to protect the Shabbos. Because there's two Bechinas. Shabbos, Stam Shabbos, Dohu Hayi Nekuda Tata. That's the lower level of Shabbos. Es HaShabbos, Dohu Hayi Rucha Is Pashtusa Dahayi Nekuda. This is the higher level of Shabbos. We see from here there's two levels of Shabbos. There's what's called Shabbos, and there's what's called Es HaShabbos, which is the Neshama Yisera. The way that this would be expressed according to Kabbalah would be what the Zohar talks about, the Arizal speaks about at length, is that there's two aspects of Shabbos, which we'll speak about next time, B'siyata D'Shemaya. There's what's called the Chitzonius of Shabbos, and there's the Pnimius of Shabbos. The Chitzonius of Shabbos is called the Oilamas of Shabbos, the worlds of Shabbos, yet the Pnimius of Shabbos is called the Neshamas of Shabbos. There's the Kedushas of Shabbos, which pertains to the whole world. And that's the Zman of Shabbos. And really, Shabbos in Pnimius is not really a Zman, it's a Makom. Because the Kedushas of Shabbos is Chal on the Makom. As it says, Al Yetzi Ish Mimakoymei Bayam Hashvi. Which is why there's an emphasis on a person, Shini Rishus on Shabbos. There's a Kedushas Shabbos, which is not really a Zman. It's really considered to be Muvdom in a Zman. It's higher than Zman. The Ikar Shabbos is what's called, the Gemara says, you have in the bottom left corner, we're not going to get into that Gemara now, the Kedusha Shabbos is Kviya V'Kaima. There's a certain setness which Shabbos has, which is Shaykh to Kol Yisrael, and even to the world at large. However, the inner world of Shabbos, which is called Es HaShabbos, that's the world of the Neshama Yisera, and that's the Bechin of Shabbos, which is Shaykh to the Adam himself, which goes into the Adam. And that's why the difference between the way that Neshama Yisera was going to be expressed in the Chitzonius world of Torah versus the Pnimius world of Torah is going to be very much related to the Adam Ba'atzmai, to the Adam himself. Take a look at the next Zayar in the middle of the page as well. Ruach HaKadosh Asir Delas Elavai. V'Amar Reb Nachman, Nefesh Yisera Nitosefes Ba'Adam B'Yom HaShabbos. Amar Le Rebbe, My Nefesh Yisera Zu. What is the nature of this Nefesh Yisera? You see a different pshat than Rashi. Amalei ruach hakodesh sheshayre alav umachtir laadam bekeser kodesh bekisvi amalachem. For whom eisei ruach shasal lishras ala tzaddikim lasalavoi. Wow. And listen to how the Zohar Chodesh finishes this. Valkein chayev adam lachabid es yom hashabbos. So the mitzvah of chibadet hayes hashabbos comes from the neshama yaseir of Shabbos. Alhai Ushpiza Kadisha, this guest, this holy guest, the Jasharime. The visioner used to say by the Friday night tish, he says, listen, if your Neshama Yisera comes to visit you, you should speak to it in learning. He says. Should teach you Torah, you should shpuz with him in learning. Take a look at the Rechaim HaKadosh and below that. Rechaim HaKadosh says, V'in Neshama Zu HaYisera. I'm getting more premium now, Rabbi Sai. Ramzu Mimakaymer Rabbi Seina Ba'amram. Chazal speak about this when they said what? Matana Toiva Beves Genozai. Oh, we see the Gemara is coming together now. The hidden world of Shabbos. V'yaduahu Mokom Anukwe Ginzei HaMelech. This Mokom called Ginzei HaMelech is a Bechina Oilem HaElyon. And the Neshama is Mechzav Hashem. The Neshama comes from there. Ulezeh Tikari Shabbos. This is what Shabbos is. Ucher Omram V'Shabbos Shema. That Gemara is talking about the Neshama Yisera, which we saw 2 days ago. So he writes, Kishem ha'olam shemimenu hi, shenikra olam shekulei Shabbos. It comes from this place called Shekulei Shabbos, like we said in the previous Zohar, which is that place of loss of love. Yom Shekulei Shabbos ha'menucha l'chai olamim. Va'olam ze ein bo itzamon ela oinig v'simcha. Oh, this is where the Simcha Shabbos lies. V'lezet tziva Hashem l'harchik p'yom Shabbos kolosim v'chinas ha'chol ha'malacha v'ya'inoi. This is where all the zehiris of Shabbos comes from. Ki ba'achas mehena ta'agel ha'neshama b'Shabbos b'kerev ish. We don't want that the neshama should despise its visit in this world. You have to treat it. You have to treat your guest with the holiness from where it comes from. And listen, look at the next Mar Malkum Elor Chaim. Well, there's a timsa she'ikur iser as haras malachos Shabbos bir Hashem shehem b'machshava. That the malachos of Shabbos, which pertain to machshava, like Chazal say, which be'ikur pertain to machshava, malachos machshavas asra Torah, and even the dibur chol, which is asra on Shabbos. This is all why, because of the tosefis neshama helyona. To treat your guests respectfully. So there are going to be aspects of Shabbos which pertain to Shabbos at large, which is the key of a kaim of Shabbos, which is that heliga kedusha which comes into this world. But there are going to be things which relate to the Adam, which are the dikdukim, which is the simcha, which is the chibadatoy of Shabbos, which is the machshav and the dibur, and how you conduct yourself on Shabbos Kodesh. All the intricacies and delicacies, all these inyanim, they pertain to the neshama yisera. So it takes a real lima to understand what parts of Shabbos pertain to the primis haniskale and to the niglus of Shabbos. If you take a look more towards the left, where it says kol echad kefum darga dilei, the Zohar Kodesh there tells us, you don't have to say it, you can look at it yourself, where the Zohar says that the neshama yisera can come from many different places, each person according to who he is. If a person comes from the sphere of chesed, and he's a chassid, so he receives the neshama yisera from there. And it depends on a person's madriga. He says that G'doli Yisrael, they receive what's called the Nefesh Yisera, the Iskrias Keser Malchus. The very, very high Neshama Yisera. Which again, in order for a person to really have a real Shimush in the Inyan of Shabbos, it really requires going to Tzadikim. Because the real Neshama Yisera is Neskala on the face of the Tzadikim, as we're going to see, Mitzvah Hashem, the Panim Iris of Shabbos, the Pnei Shabbos. Like if Chaim Brim used to say that he used to see Tzadikim, like the Tzadikim of old, that he used to walk into their homes. He described it where he used to walk in and see their faces, mamash mishtaimim, like we said from the Rishonim yesterday, like my Rebbe says about the Amshanover, about his Rebbe. It was like a light bulb about the my Rebbe speaks about from Yehuda Jikover. You have to have seen it. It's a tachazi type of a thing. The real shemesh and pnimius. Just like as a side point, there's a shlah which the Sfarim speak about, which thought to bring here because it's a very beautiful Maariv Makom, although it's a little bit off the beaten path. The Shlach here towards the left, it doesn't have a heading, but you see towards the left, he says, Matzasi Kasav Megillah Starim. He says, I found the Megillah Starim, Im Tachshev Kol HaShabbos Shel HaShmita. If you count all Shabboses, right, in 6,000 years, right, it's going to equate to the same amount of Shabboses as there are Neshamas, 600,000. That's what the Shlach said. It says, V'tmihani, it doesn't make any sense, because ki b'sheshes alafim shon, in 6,000 years, if you count all the Shabboses, that's only 300,000 Shabboses, not 600,000. So, al-kei niru b'enai, says the Shla, d'yal ha'chesh min elef ha'shvi'i, shu kulei kodesh, you have to count the Shabboses of the thousandth years. In which case, every single day, right, of those thousand years, is going to be Shabbos. So you have to add another 350,000. So when you do that, so that creates 650,000 Shabboses over the course of 7,000 years. And he says, Nishma Mizeh, Kol Nishmas Yisrael Hi Shabbos Achas. Every Jew has a Shabbos, which is his Shabbos. Akin Tzorech Lishmar HaShabbos Shmir Yaseira V'zehu Be'atzmo Nisham Yaseira. It's very deep, very gewaltig, Maariv Makom, the Shlach Kodesh. Getting back to Rashi, so we have to say Pshat and Rashi now. What in the world does Rashi mean? So if you take a look towards the right, and this is really going to go together with what we said yesterday. From the Sefer Mizkeinim Esbainam, it says, V'yishlemer b'zeh kavanas ha-gemara, al Shabbos v'yinofash, kevin sheshovas v'yav d'nefesh, v'hik shehal b'shem tov ha-kodesh. Very famous kash in Pnimius. Because the Torah says, Shabbos v'yinofash, l'chayra by Friday night. Like we say, v'shamu v'nei yisla Shabbos on Friday night. V'hik shehal b'shem tov ha-kodesh, l'chayra ha-yu tzvichim l'amr b'mitzi Shabbos, k'shen neshamu mistalekes. L'chayra, it should be said on Motzei Shabbos, or Vayei Nefesh should be pertaining to Motzei Shabbos when the Neshama goes away. Not B'Leil Shabbos Kodesh Kishehi Ba. Why are we making reference to the Vayei of the Nefesh, this Vayei Nefesh on Friday night when Shabbos is just getting started? So he explains, Ulahanal Nicha, Kevan Sheshavas, Shehizchel HaShabbos Uvah HaNeshama Yaseira, Ve'ena Motzasa Adam Karayi. Right, the guest shows up to the house and he sees that it didn't prepare for him properly. The neshama was what's saying vayav the nefesh. How can I come into this nefesh which hasn't prepared for me? Now couple that with the next Mariam Makom. The Rebbe of Alexander brings from the Chayza from Lublin. Shavas vaynafesh vayav the nefesh. B'shem Rebbe from Lublin. Kishabosh Shabbos Kodesh hanefesh avda es havai shehirgisha kol hashavua. Vay of the nefesh means that the vay of the past week, you say goodbye to it. Va'amr al kol panim kishabosh Shabbos Kodesh tzarech kol echaz lachsha be'atzmai ma asa kol hashavua. What have I done this week? The yitzak al nafshay vay of the nefesh. The Jew should say about himself, woe to me, that I have to enter the Shabbos like this. And already this touches upon what we said yesterday. The greatest hachana that a Jew can make by Shabbos Kodesh is when he gets to the front door of Shabbos Kodesh and he sees that either he's going in or the guest is coming into him, and he's like, I thought I prepared and I realize I have nothing. So that moment that you look at the Neshama Yaseir in the face and the Neshama Yaseir says to you, Vay of the Nefesh, and you look back at the Neshama Yaseir and you say, Vay of the Nefesh, and you're Tzabrach and Mamish, that's the moment of Kabbalah Shabbos. And that's why it's there Friday night. That aspect of Vayav the Nefesh, Al Pi Pnimius, that is Gufa, the invitation. So the whole Indian of that world of Pnimius and Shabbos, which we're identifying now, Rabbi Isai, from one Gemara, but many Zayars, and many, many, many thousands of Maimarim from the Talmid of Hashem, especially, this world of the Pnimius and Shabbos, which is the world of the Neshama Yaseir. Just to understand Pshat and Rashi, take a look at this next Maim Makom, the Rebbe again from Alexander, Rebbe Henoch. Inyan Neshama Yaseir Perish Rashi B'Maseches Beitza Sheyesh Loi Reichav Leiv Lechov Lishtoitz Ve'ein Nafsho Kotza. For Amr Huzal, he wanted to say Pshat Rashi. Pshat Rashi. HaPerishu Shebechol HaShavua Yesh Melchama HaNeshama V'Hagof. The Neshama and the Gof, they're at odds with each other. V'Hagof Reitza Lechol V'HaNeshama Eina Reitza. The Neshama doesn't want to eat. V'Lazayis Lo Yuchol Lechol Kol Kach Ki Lefami Menatzeach HaNeshama. So the Gof, it always eats with a certain sense of guiltiness, like a guilty conscience when it eats, because he knows the neshama doesn't want him to eat so much, because it's megashim him. Amnam kevin shiva Shabbos Kodesh tahachila gam kein mitzvah. Oh, so gam haneshama is maskim. So the guf shayochel. Okay, we can eat together. That's why you can eat. It's referring to tzaddikim that they don't eat a lot during the week. Kevin she'ein lo shum akev. That was Arav Chaim Brim. He fasted mamish mi Shabbos to Shabbos kemat. Right? And he used to put a few bites of food into his mouth, and he would say to the guests, no, listen, everybody eat. He'd say, shalom bayis, shalom bayis. The Rebbe won't be upset if she sees that my plate's not clean. So he would take, everybody would eat from the plate, and then he'd come in and show the Rebbe that he ate. Right? Shalom bayis of Shabbos. Right? Tzaddik can't eat. Even on Shabbos, how does he eat on Shabbos? Because he has a siyata d'shmaya to be able to eat. Why? Take a look at the next Maariv Makom. This is from the Ramak. The Ramak says, if you take a look at the bottom, we don't have to, you could see a little bit more, you read the whole thing, take a look at the bold. Ubisod hachanaso l'shem Shabbos, chala alav kedushas Shabbos, v'hagashmi hu mishapich l'ruchni, v'nimsa neshama kedusha miskaberes, v'guf nigov l'isechlash, sha'kol hanas hanefesh at l'hoir v'kedush. The achila Shabbos is not an achila de gashmi, it's an achila ruchni. You're putting physical food into your mouth, but that's not physical food, it's spiritual food. So it's a whole different mitzias, and that's why the tzaddik is able to eat. So therefore, this Rashi could be one of the biggest la'at hacher from Mr. Pechas ever before the Eitzach Chaim. Right? Before the Eitzach Chaim, there's always like a distraction. Right? So a person could learn Pshat Rashi and be like, oh, what's the Neshama Yisrael all about? It's all about just your physical enjoyment. But the Svarim say that if a person spends his whole life in his soup, like he said the other day, on Shabbos Kodesh, that means that he never understood what it means Shabbos Kodesh. This is not the Matana Tavavavez Knazayim, that a person should have a better appetite on Shabbos, that has better delicacies on Shabbos. Let that be for the Hamayinam. But if a person is interested in entering into the pnimius world of Shabbos Kodesh and what the Neshama Yisera is, and there's going to be many Maariv Makomos, I don't even know if we're going to talk about it, about the learning on Shabbos and the tefillos of Shabbos and the sudas of Shabbos, how that's all part of one zach, which is this oilam echad of Shabbos Kodesh. So a person can take a look at this Rashi, and all he has is Pshat and Rashi, but he has no Shabbos. And he doesn't even have the right Pshat and Rashi.
You don't think Rashi is saying the same thing as the Zohar, by using the word the Ravacha?
Perhaps he's alluding to that because he says the menucha and to the simcha.
Right.
Okay. So a person can have. So yes, chatzi pshan rashi. Chatzi pshan rashi. So take a look at the bottom left, Maya Makom. We'll end with this. Mitzad v'chinas haneshama yisera sheneir biyachid me'or oinek ha'el yehalakib v'chalishim yisrael nikir efes katzeyu af b'chias hamurga shebedumia on the night of Shabbos and on the day of Shabbos, yeshinoi gadol bedefek, even in the pulse of a Jew, shebe'ad ha'Yisrael machmas ha'ara or ha'arnek ha'atzmius diyachid. Even the pulse of a Jew is different on Shabbos. Af bishu be'alum gadol, like the Rabban quotes from the Evan Ezra. The Evan Ezra said that every Jew knows that Shabbos is different because the neshama yisera which he has. You feel it inside of yourself. The Ramban quotes that from the Evan Ezra. Even the pulse of a Jew, that means that his whole chayim is different, like the Zohar says elsewhere, that the chiyus of Shabbos comes from the ilana the chayim, it comes from the etz chayim, whatever that means. But the whole chiyus of a Jew is different on Shabbos. That the pulse of a Jew is different on Shabbos. Which reminds me of a mice, actually. Once my Rebbe was in the hospital a number of years ago, and he was hooked up to a bunch of monitors, and then Friday night came in, and all the monitors started to go off, people running in, left it. So the Rebbe was, why is everybody running in here? Why? He says, because all the monitors went off. He says, the reason why the monitors went off, because when Friday night came in, right, and the Rebbe was accepting Shabbos, so it set off all the indicators, started going crazy. So I spoke to the Rebbe about it. He says, I don't understand why people think this is such a big deal. Why? So I'm making a big maisa tzaddikim out of this. What is it? Every Jew knows Friday night, you know, you feel the warmth of Shabbos, right? But to set off the monitors, I think that's a little bit hard. I don't think you can expect that from everybody. You see that the pulse is different. The Jew feels different on Shabbos Kaddish. This is the world of the Neshama Yaseir. When it comes in, a Jew, we should be searching for this Neshama Yaseir to realize a very heiliger guest is coming in. And it's already almost Shabbos. So if we have a little bit more kisut for Shabbos, we should be zeichah to be misa'anig in the real earning of Shabbos, Neshama Yaseir, every single Shabbos.
You don't think that